I'm screwed. I can edit all this shit. So
put on that Tyler Childress. That fucking.
You fuck what?
White House Road. White House Road.
Tyler Childress.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
What?
White House what? Road.
You like Tyler Childress?
Yeah, bitch.
Really?
Is that a when problem?
No, I love him. He's great.
He put when me did, up on that dude.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think me and you have ever talked about
him. Yeah, I introduced you to him.
I think so. Yeah, probably.
Just put him on White House Road before I get fucking
chill out.
Irritated.
It's right there. White House Road.
I yeah. will. Where's the fucking remote? Like turn it down a little bit.
White House Road.
It's next
White
to
House
you,
Road.
Dumbass.
Is it next to me?
Yeah, the remote next to you, left.
Left. White House Road.
Oh! I got it. We're good. Oh, shit.
Fucking asshole.
Hey, chill out, man. I don't need you to fucking...
Early in the
dude, Eddie's been into Tyler Childress.
Really?
Heavy. Yeah. Well, he was. You need a beer, bro? Anybody?
Deer, bro?
Deer, bro?
It's a deer. It's a fucking deer, bro.
Are we live?
Yeah, I mean, we're recording.
We're live?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't realize that.
Well, I mean, it don't matter.
Yeah, no, I know it don't matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ruben might have probably.
Oh, Ruben won't. Ruben is fine, bro.
Oh.
I love how we renamed your dog, TBH.
You have to call him Ruben for that one.
He's grabbed my hand.
I don't think.
What kind of dog is Ruben?
I don't think this is.
Nobody knows.
No, I think he's like part.
He's a Chihuahua.
You're okay
part
with this?
Papillion and part Chihuahua.
Papillion?
Yeah.
That's not a name for a dog.
Look at him.
Really?
You okay with this?
With that? What?
Ten's perfect.
Yeah, go ahead.
With what?
I'm gonna grab your panther tail, faggot.
You gonna what?
He trying to grab my panther tail, man. I ain't letting that happen.
No, you gotta.
Not today, not yesterday, not tomorrow.
Buddy, no, you gotta protect that shit.
You gotta what? Project it or protect it?
Project that shit.
Project what?
You gotta project that shit.
What are you projecting, though?
Why are you getting further and further off the couch?
Because I'm trying to talk to all of my friends, not just you.
Yeah.
Purple sweater.
Well, fuck off.
Listening right now.
Purple sweater.
Purple sweater? What the fuck's that mean? Oh, this faggot. Yeah. If anybody's offended by the word faggot, well, you're probably a faggot.
So. Ruben. You cute little
that?
Son of a bitch.
Is that your Snapchat just now?
Yeah, she's
Dylan, vegan. You son of a bitch.
Whose jeans are those?
Those are Eddie's.
Yeah. Those are your jeans, bro?
Actually, those are my jeans.
Caroline never even fucking liked
those are my jeans. What? Caroline.
Sarah Line.
Oh, for all the people listening, Caroline is
No, if we're gonna start explaining shit, we better start at the fucking beginning.
Ah, man. Where do you start with that, though?
I feel like it needs to come from you.
Who you are, for
so start
sure.
Start talking, buddy.
Who I am?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, because I'll put it...
Talking about Taylor.
I'll put shit at the beginning of this.
Taylor, Taylor knows her best. Taylor.
Yeah, well,
knows
hold
who
on,
best.
Hold on.
Introduce Caroline.
We ain't talking about that anymore.
Yeah, but they don't know
no,
who I am.
Taylor right here.
Well, introduce yourself, shit.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
Let's. Do you want to introduce yourself, or do I gotta introduce
no,
myself?
No, they gotta know who you are before they
who
know
who
I am.
Okay. I think
you
you're getting really comfortable with your hand between my legs, dude.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm trying to grab that panther tail, baby.
Oh God!
It hangs from that. You gotta know.
No. So
if it has to fall on the left or right side.
Yeah. So for all the listeners out there,
Eddie falls on the left.
Eddie falls on the left.
I guess I'm no better.
For sure. He's a left-hanging kind of guy.
Left-hanger.
Left-hanger. He dresses left. You classic fucks out there. So how do I do this? I just tell him who I am?
Yeah.
No, we'll just, you know.
You're Alec.
Yeah.
We'll cut it out later. Yeah.
Well, you're...
Yeah,
Alec.
I'm not cutting shit.
My buddy Alec, who we fucking, you know.
Man.
Who I was stationed with.
How would you explain me, though?
American.
Explain you?
Mm-hmm. describe. How would you describe?
I would describe you.
How would you describe an individual like myself?
It's hard.
Hard? What?
Just a
skull. I'm not hard. It's hard.
Oh.
A skull fucking motherfucker. Is that it?
That's right up there.
See, that's why you have to describe yourself, because nobody... you're pretty unique, dude. What the fuck was that?
I hope the mic picked that up. I really do. I hope the mic picked that up.
I think it definitely might have, to be honest.
Oh, man. You're unique, dude. For the listeners out there, I'm Alec, and
not Baldwin.
Not Baldwin. I like Falcons.
Oh, sure.
And maybe that's my name.
if you say so.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
Yeah, and basically, I try to skull fuck as many bodies as I can.
Not mine.
Right.
And make them soulless.
Yeah.
You know.
Except for
and
mine.
Just I like to make hard fucks and cause I'm a sick fuck.
Get your dick sucked. Quick
fuck.
Yeah.
Make my dick suck.
Hey.
You know.
From Louisiana.
Nah, we ain't from there.
You're from New Jersey.
I'm from Maine.
What? Nah, I've been to fucking Maine.
I've been to Maine.
How many times?
Once.
Bullshit. You've never been to Maine.
No, I've been to Maine once.
Were you a kid?
I was about 11 years old. Hated it.
Hated Maine.
What was wrong with it? It was
It was just, it was kind of like, you've been to Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, but a lot colder.
I don't like that.
Yeah, no one does. That's why everybody up there, you think they're nice, but
they're disgruntled.
Really, they've really got something about them that they're just up there and they're being nice and they're, oh, hey, you know, how are you? But really in their head they're thinking, I fucking hate you. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Fuck you for coming here, because now I have to come out and say hello to you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a fucking bust for sure. Hated it.
Did you do it again?
Hold on.
Do what?
Okay, so you fucking hated Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you at in Maine?
Fuck, man. I was 11. I don't know.
The Maine part.
Fucking, yeah, the Maine part.
Shut the fuck up, Eddie.
It was passing by. It was like a pass through. I don't know where the fuck we were going. Maybe we were going to Canada.
Our buddy Den fucking loves Portland.
Canada is right by Detroit. Huh?
Portland, Maine. He's where he's from.
Portland, Maine. That's Portland, Oregon, you dumbass.
There's two Portlands, dumbass.
Yeah, probably true.
But I would say that...
Well, there's a Portland, Maine?
Yeah.
Hold on, wait, I'm looking.
Yeah, there
I'm
definitely
looking
is.
This up. There's no way there's a Portland, Maine.
It might be the capital, to be honest.
No, it's not. Hold on, wait.
I want you to look it up.
Well, while we're looking it up, introduce yourself.
Taylor, go ahead.
Well, no, whatever. Whatever.
BT yeah. Dubs.
BT Dubs, what, by the way?
Yeah.
No. Big transsexual women.
I only said that because you said it before.
Whoa.
Yeah, PT Dubs.
PT
Dubs. Big transsexual women. Was I looking up? Portland?
Hold on, wait a second.
Look up Portland, Maine.
Are you trans?
Are you saying there's no Portland, Maine?
Oh, no, there is a Portland, Maine. It was second on my... Portland is
Underworld.
A U.S. city in the U.S. state of Maine, set on a peninsula.
Yeah, go to your recent searches. Is Pornhub on there?
I'm not a Pornhub guy. I'm more of an X-Videos kind of guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I like X-Videos.
You know what?
It's nice and bright.
Dan, Weimer.
It's what?
Weimer told me about X-Videos.
Oh,
never heard of it.
Wait, no. If you're going to make me change porn sites, you got to kind
of... Yeah, no, it's Portland.
X-Videos is pretty good.
You got to kind of sell me on this.
It's next to Kate.
X-Videos is way better. Better than Pornhub.
You think for real?
I know. I've been to both sites.
What makes you go to X-Videos?
The
what
videos.
What are the upcoming events? Harvest on the Harbor, 16th of October.
Is that here?
Maine?
No, that's in Portland, Maine. Yeah. I didn't know they did.
Who the
shit,
fuck
man.
Is going to Portland?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I thought Portland, Oregon was the only Portland.
I thought you should
to.
Be looking up videos.
Well, you know what? You think about it, though. Like, Portland... There's got to be quite a few Portlands
on
in
both fucking sides.
Yeah,
east and west.
You've never been east and west.
I've been. Nope. I've been. The only ocean I've ever been to was South Padre. Big cat. Big brother.
Ruben.
Dude, Jeremy just. He said he's gonna go see Venom by himself.
Hey, wait.
What a prick.
More than 30 different cities and towns across the United States are named Portland.
How many? Sorry?
30. More than 30.
No fucking shit.
Yeah, there's 30 plus Portland.
I really only knew of the two.
US. Yeah, I only knew of the one.
That's stupid.
Which was Portland, Oregon.
There's only one Detroit.
Shut Michigan. Up, man. We don't need more than one Detroit.
Yeah, we don't.
No, we really don't.
Detroit is bad enough. Flint?
Well, it's not bad. It's just, it's fucking. That was Motor City.
Motor City.
No. I mean, yeah, it probably still is, but at the same time, it's not how it used to be.
Definitely not.
You know?
Like when the Temptations used to be there.
Oh, hey.
Hold on, wait.
Good Lord.
Do you know the Temptations? Y'all know the Temptations?
Who?
Those white people?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know David Ruffin?
Yeah.
I'm related to him.
He knows of him?
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Why'd you say no, he's not? That's rude as fuck. He is.
Bet me $100,000 right now. I'm related to David Ruffin.
He says he is.
Why doesn't David Ruffin just send you the money?
He's fucking dead.
Oh, thanks for bringing it up, by the way. It's pretty hard.
He died a long time ago.
Yeah.
He looks similar, you know?
To Eddie?
Yeah, just a tad.
You know, what was I going to look up?
He's also black.
Oh.
Looks corny as shit, just like Eddie does.
If David Ruffin was still alive, he would be my uncle.
Yeah, look at him. Looks just like him.
Looks like Eddie.
Yeah. And for all those looking,
is it your mom's brother or your dad?
No, my dad.
I just need you to go to David Ruffin.
You can't do me like this.
Shut up. On Google Images, I need you to go.
Grateful Sons of Bitches.
It's on the right side, second picture down. Okay, so if you go from the left side to the right side, go down one, David Ruffin with the glasses. It's going to say David Ruffin, singer, biography, biography.com.
Let me see your glasses.
Look at it.
Give me your glasses real quick.
Okay. How broken are they?
How much?
Damn, you got a wide ass fucking head, dude.
Yeah, I got a big head.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, brain. Dude, his glasses.
Fucking
he's blind as shit.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, got a big brain, dude.
No, I don't know if that's what that.
Yeah, that's David Ruffin.
Cause he got a bit. Oh, damn! It really is.
Look at him.
Okay.
Looking like David Ruffin.
How do you
himself.
See without these things?
No, he doesn't.
Don't. That's why I wear them, you dumbass.
That's the point, prick.
You need fucking LASIK eye surgery.
How do you not have a heart attack without a pacemaker? Well.
Your right arm hurts.
Yeah.
Left arm.
Your fingertips ever go numb?
They go. Yeah.
Your toes ever go numb?
All the time.
Hey, fuck off.
My toes go numb all the time.
My toes are numb right now.
It's because all the blood's going to your dick.
Oh yeah.
That's what he is.
I get lightheaded often too.
That's what.
Yeah, it's just called being dumb.
Oh.
But idiot. With the hand numbness.
I'm having strokes.
I experienced that a lot when I went to.
You got to pinch shit in your neck.
No. It was when I was benching 3 days a week. I was doing the West Side Protocol.
Are you trying to get super swole?
No, I was just trying to get a bigger bench. Because at the time I was doing 405 for five.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I just wanted to increase that volume wise. And so we did 3 days a week. So Monday was heavy. So it was it was like 7 to 9 sets of 2 to 3.
Yep.
And then Wednesday was a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more volume. And then Friday was a lot of volume. It was basically we were doing 10 to 20 reps.
Mm. A 4-0. Well,
No.
225?
Yeah. With it was a much lighter weight, so we were doing probably 50 to 60%, if that, on Fridays, just trying to get the reps in.
In the desert?
Yeah. But,
shit.
I mean.
No, you'd be alright, bro.
I'm saying fuck the desert, not fuck the
desert.
No. With that chest tightness, though, it was kind of like, it was just. Because you're benching so much throughout the week, so your hands were going numb. Like, I'd wake up and my whole fucking, like, forearm down would be numb.
That shit scares me, dude.
Yeah. I was waking up and I was like, holy shit. But I would have a sick ass chest pump in the middle of the night.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me work it.
It was
now flip it and reverse it.
And I wish I continued that protocol, but I just didn't. I came back.
Hold on. Side note.
R&R?
Before we get further into this conversation, you know that song? She just reversed that whole course.
What are you talking about?
Who?
Is it worth it?
I've never paid attention.
Put my name down, flip it, and reverse it.
I've never paid attention.
That's all reversed. That's all it is.
What are you talking about? That's what that is, reversed?
Yeah, it's all reversed.
Okay.
Okay, continue.
Damn, that was dumb as shit. Why'd you include that?
Hey, a little knowledge.
the
more you know.
If you don't know,
now you know, nigga.
Anyway, what the fuck are we talking about?
Came back, did R&R for fucking 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All I did was get drunk the whole fucking time.
Right.
That's how it always happens.
You both were here.
Right.
That's how it always is when you come back from fucking sandbox. You just fucking, you walk back in to the U.S.
Those 2 weeks of R&R is a fucking trap.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they get you, dude.
You blow money. You blow it. It's nobody's business.
Not only do you blow money, you get DUIs and shit like that.
Yeah, some people do. We didn't.
I never got one. I don't know how.
Our team never did.
We are all responsible. Dude, you know I'm supposed to have like 6 DUIs right now.
I don't know if you should include that in our talk right now.
I mean, why would it matter?
You know what I'm saying? Why would what matter?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can't arrest me. Yeah, they can't arrest me now. Fucking idiots. They can't arrest me.
Yeah, for all you pigs listening.
Yeah, for all you pigs, you should have arrested me when you had the chance.
Yeah. Shouldn't have just sold them.
Okay, so might as well go through.
Here, I'm talking shit. That's what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, you're right. You better knock. This is wood. This table's wood. Knock on it, bro. You good. There you go.
It's actually more like just fiber.
It's got trees in it.
It's got what?
Definitely has trees in it.
You got trees in you.
Yeah.
Oh, chill, man. You ever seen
Yowanka?
That one movie, Evil Dead?
Yeah.
The first one.
Evil Dead. Evil Dead?
Right. That scene where the chick gets raped by the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
That made you think of trees?
When you said the woods in you, yeah, that's what made me think of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You fucked up, man. That's how his brain works.
Well, I've seen the movie.
You got a fucked up brain.
You got a fucked up sense of reality. TBH.
We use the acronyms now.
No, I just love the TBH because it's like, it's such a statement. If you say it right.
TBH.
TBH.
I don't like you. TBH, I don't like you.
Hey, fuck you, TBH. I was gonna fucking think. I was thinking something. I was gonna say something. I truly fucking was.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, we're all saying stuff.
What were we talking about before?
AIDS.
No.
But that one dude has.
Hey, chill. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, don't put that name on there. Yeah, let's not put names on here. Though.
You're.
Dick. Let's just say we all know a guy who's got AIDS now.
Maybe I have AIDS. Maybe I'm giving you both AIDS, and now you, Taylor.
How the fuck would you give us AIDS?
Taylor, you have AIDS now.
Well, not yet. Tonight. You have a chance to, like, be scot-free.
No, that's not how AIDS works, dude.
Yeah, because you contracted you gave it to Alec last night, right? Had to have. When else could you have fucking done it? Right?
Yeah.
Wait. How did you give me AIDS last
night? I fucked you.
I don't know how. Well, there you go.
Well, I didn't wake up my bowels on sore.
Well, you know, it's called finesse.
He just squirted it.
No, you put a panther tail on a fucking tiny little fucking screw hole.
It's certain ways you work the panther tail.
How does that work?
All right.
Putting a panther tail on a screw hole?
Yeah. It has to turn.
No, a screw hole. You screw the hole. Yeah.
But the bolt.
It's like a duck dick.
The panther tail. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like a what?
You've duck never seen dick. A duck dick?
Yeah, I've seen a duck dick, but
it's like a fucking corkscrew.
They really are like that.
Yeah.
Because
and duck vaginas are the same way.
Duck vaginas are not the same way.
They're a corkscrew.
Probably. I have no idea about a duck vagina.
No, they're all fucking weird.
Yeah.
Duck dicks are
animals
weird.
Are weird.
To prevent.
Okay, Ruben.
Hey, don't yell at the little dog.
For all those who
you need a beer, brother?
Yeah, I need a beer.
I need another shot.
For all those that don't know, Ruben is our dog that,
Here's your beer. Take it.
Thanks. Take my empty. Yeah. Beer, bitch. No, Ruben's a, what is he, babe?
No, we don't know. We've talked about this earlier.
He's a Pomeranian fuck face.
No. He's a Chihuahua.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's a long-eared Chihuahua and a, what's that?
What did you
say?
He's actually pretty
cool. That's not a dog name.
Look it up.
I'm about to.
I told you to look it up.
I'm about to GTS.
No, you can't start talking now. You have to introduce yourself first. Because, like, we've been talking this whole time.
Yeah, no. And then it's like. Shut up, dude. For all those that don't know, Taylor has size F titties. Her boobs are fucking enormous. You'd love to see her tits.
Papillion. His girlfriend, by the way.
The papillion, also called the continental toy spaniel, is a breed of dog. Wow.
No, not yet. Well, okay. But don't ruin the surprise, you asshole.
Is it, well, who,
how did
no
I,
one had
how
to say
I
there was
ruin
a surprise.
How would I ruin the surprise by asking a question?
Does that not look like him?
Let me see.
A little bit.
Are you not going to introduce
yourself? No, it does.
Yeah, no,
it definitely does.
Yeah, for sure. Papillion.
Yeah, it for sure does.
Taylor, introduce yourself.
No, that looks just
there
like him. Well, name. Not the same.
Well,
no one knows who you are.
But the dog's name is Rebel.
Rebel.
Yeah.
But they call
Ruben.
Him Ruben.
But Eddie and I decided
to rename him.
To rename him.
His name is now Ruben.
Ruben.
I think he likes it.
I think he likes
call
it too.
Call his name.
Ruben.
You got some big arms, dude.
Oh, what's he about to
thanks,
do?
Bro.
I like
it. It's called working out.
I'm not going to lie to you
a
guys.
Bitch.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, he loves being in between us.
He did.
Yeah.
He
really
switched sides.
Even when we're having
faggot?
Sex, like, it's just, he tries to jump in.
No, he really did piss on this couch this morning.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. You heard it too, to be honest? You heard it too, for real?
What? Why wouldn't you tell me that? In the
I forgot. I just remembered right
what
now.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking
he
about.
He peed on the couch.
With you on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
he
was,
doesn't like
he
you.
He doesn't like you.
I was.
Oh.
I had my head over
I
there.
I was over there.
I was right over here. Because we were chilling.
I was in Chloe's bed.
I was sleeping great because he was going to be guard dog, right? And I had to.
Wait,
but
that's
I
the thing.
But
you
I
never cleaned it up?
But I really wasn't sleeping great, right? Because I had, I first of all, hammered, pissed drunk, right?
Who was?
You don't
all
even
of
drink.
Us. Huh?
No. You don't even drink.
Yeah, but someone I know kept buying me shots of tequila.
Who?
Fuck. Someone I know.
I don't know this guy.
I think his name.
Eddie?
Ed,
Edward?
It was Eddie. I didn't want to say
Freddy.
It loud.
Is it Freddy or Eddie?
It was
I
Eddie.
Wasn't even at the bar last night.
Oh, yes you were.
That was an image of
and
me.
Not just in spirit. You were there.
You wanted me to be
you
there
were,
so
were,
bad.
You were wrong for being there, to be honest.
You wanted me to be there so bad that you imagined me there.
No, you were there. Anyways,
okay, well, whatever.
Let's move on. Let's move on. So, wait, so you're telling me Ruben pissed on the couch?
Dude, right there. Because I was laying there and I had some. There was a sweatshirt here.
Your arms are
yeah, it's my sweatshirt.
Yeah, so I was using it as a blanket.
Yeah.
And there was a blanket.
It's a big
here.
Sweatshirt because I'm a big guy.
Uh huh.
Why didn't you ask for a pillow?
Yeah.
Or a
I mean,
we were so beyond.
Give your friends blankets. That's not.
Yeah,
well,
we
fucking,
all came
we
here
were also drunk.
Hammered.
I remember.
It's not a hard task.
I remember getting in the Uber ride.
Oh, he hated
we got over?
Oh, that motherfucker.
I honestly
I thought
we
fucking drove.
I thought he loved us.
I thought we fucking drove.
Did he not like us?
He hated us.
No, because we got in and I said, why do you have diapers in here? And he said, those are napkins. And I went,
oh, yeah, I remember now because
right.
Y'all made me sit in the fucking front.
I thought that was
yeah.
Hilarious.
No, he hated us.
Yeah, he didn't like us at all.
He kept looking in the back, like the rearview mirror.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't like white people.
Wait, obviously. What?
Yeah.
I was safe.
Were we saying crazy shit?
Yeah. I like Akbar.
Yeah, no? Probably.
I mean, probably, to be honest.
Probably.
I was safe. He was going to kill y'all.
Oh, he was...
No, I was going to... That's why I got behind him. If he made a sudden movement, I was going to choke his ass out.
Yeah.
We were all going down. Like, we're all going to die at that point.
I was going to punch him in the dick.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd grab the steering wheel after I choke his ass out.
You know, no, if I grab the steering wheel, dude, we're going every fucking which way.
There was one time...
I'm killing everybody in that fucking car if I grab the steering wheel.
There was one time Eddie and I were driving back here to here, but from somewhere in town.
Never happened.
Never happened. This is all a hypothetical.
Hypothetical joke. Situation.
Joke,
yeah.
Made up story.
Yeah.
And we're driving down the loop, and he starts to pull over. I'm like, Eddie, what are you doing? He's like, can't do it.
Can't do what?
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you gotta drive, bro.
You know who that sounds like? Sounds like Dylan.
What do you mean?
Oh,
listen to Iowa.
No, let's hear this story. No,
yeah.
Oh, different.
We're not fucking different.
No, we had decided. I said, hey man, we got off at 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Off of work, wait, right? Before you get into this story, can we go get Whataburger at some time tonight?
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thank God. Right,
continue. So, I'm sorry.
So,
it is only like 9 p.m., not even close to 9, to be honest.
Is it?
Yeah, it's probably like 8 something.
Oh, fuck, dude, we're hammered.
Yeah.
You're a 4 out of 10.
Anyways.
Bitch, take that back.
Would you fucking shut up?
That's the rudest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Hey,
all week.
Hey, Eddie. Am I going to be able to tell the story?
Give me my real number.
Hold on, wait. If I'm being honest here, yeah. Before you continue your story.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest here.
Yeah.
You're a 10 out of 10, buddy.
Oh my
that's
god.
That's not honest, bro. That's so like.
You want to be gay while I'm trying to tell a story.
No, if I was a chick, I'd fuck you.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
Wow.
I throw that ass back.
I like black girls, man. I just like girls.
That's not gay.
I really think I just like gay. Girls.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, you're being a little gay too.
He looks like fucking Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
I do kind of get that a lot.
You want some ass?
Some.
Hey, Ruben.
What up, Rubes?
He's being an asshole.
You licking your butthole? Yeah, I like. He's licking his beehole in front of all of us, going, "You guys can't do this."
I can lick my butthole.
No, so anyways, I can eat my let's go back to the whole driving thing. Of I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah.
So we had decided. Me and Dylan decided. We said, we're going to Iowa tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, we had worked. We got up to go to work at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Go to work, we get off at 2. We both decided, hey, we're going to take a nap. Then we're going to drive. That way there's less traffic. So we're just going to drive there throughout the night. And we're not going to hit any traffic through, you know, OKC
mm-hmm.
or fucking Des Moines or anything like that. And everything between OKC and Des Moines is, well, it's shit. So I'm not going to mention it. But anyways, we don't take a nap. We,
Nobody took a nap.
No, nobody.
That was really irresponsible.
Yeah, no.
Well, no, we decided to leave earlier.
Yeah. Well, about earlier, he means...
But still, you need...
He means 6 p.m. Okay, so we leave by 6 p.m.
Because we're just sitting there, we both go, fuck it, you want to leave now?
Yeah,
we're
like, so...
Yeah, sure.
So nobody said, hey, it's nap time.
No. So, by the way, it's a 15-hour drive.
Yeah.
Okay? So I tell Dylan, I say, look, I'm going to drive the first 8 hours, you drive the rest. And he goes, all right, cool. And I said, so, like, when I'm driving, you just take a nap, fucking rack out, like, that way... When I get done driving, you can be refreshed. You can drive throughout the night. He goes, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That whole 8 hours that I'm driving, he doesn't fucking close his eyes once. I don't even think he blinked.
No, because we were bullshitting.
Yeah, we were having a good time. We were driving.
I felt so... I still do.
So,
I always
so
feel
anyways,
bad.
So my 8 hours is up. I'm exhausted. So... We stop, we pull over, we get gas, and I'm like, all right, Dylan, you got it. So he goes, all right, man. So he hops in the driver's seat, he starts driving. So I'm in the passenger
seat. How long did he drive?
Probably about 30 minutes.
Possibly.
Because I had fell asleep, and I wake up, we're pulling into a parking lot, and I go, hey, man, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm getting a hotel. And I started to laugh a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, man. So I go back to sleep, and I feel the car going park. And I look over, and I go, where the fuck are we? He goes, oh, we're at the hotel. I said, no, we're not getting a hotel. He goes, no, man, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for it. Like, we're gonna stay here tonight. I said, no, we're going to make the trip, the whole trip,
you tonight.
Me?
Yeah, he made it about 30 minutes in. So anyways, so I'm like, fuck this. I'm like, get the fuck out. I'm driving. And he goes, oh, you sure? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, am I sure? Yeah, like, that's the only option we have.
I don't know how you did it, dude.
So anyways, I hop in this driver's seat. I go to the nearest gas station. What'd you just say?
No, there's a Denny's. There's a Denny's here. We can get greatest.
Oh, shut up. Guys, look. So anyways, I hop in the driver's seat. I go to the nearest gas station. I get two monsters and a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The whole time, my chin is on the steering wheel. Yeah. I'm slugging these monsters, smoking cigarettes one after the other.
Like Cruella
all of a sudden, DeVille, yeah,
bro.
All of a sudden.
Just like.
This just fog. About 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m., this fog rolls in.
Uh-huh.
Right where I see this watch out for deer sign.
And zombies.
Yeah, and zombies.
Fuck zombies.
So I got my chin rested on the fucking steering wheel. I'm driving this whole time, got my eyes slammed open. Just slugging these monsters, smoking these cigarettes. Every 5 seconds, I think I see a deer that's about to jump out. Every 5 seconds. I'm on edge.
Those things are really fucking dangerous.
Yeah, I'm on edge this whole 7 hours.
What's Dylan
doing? This whole 7 hours.
Are you
still? Dylan is passed the fuck out.
Snoozing, bro.
Snoozing. I mean, this motherfucker is hooting and snooting over there in the fucking passenger seat.
Snoozing, bro.
I mean, just fucking... I'm like, this motherfucker. So I'm driving, right? The sun barely starts coming up. I pull into a gas station. Dylan goes, oh, well, I'll drive. It's about 30 minutes away from his house.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Or was it Des Moines? Were we in Des Moines?
Yeah, on the outskirts of it. I think we stopped at a right outside Des Moines. Not right outside Des Moines there, but kind of... probably like 30 minutes outside Des Moines.
Yeah, I remember. Is it really nice? I remember pulling in to this gas station.
It's not a gas
station. And Dylan goes, no, it was a gas station.
No, it's a, it was a...
little quick trip or something?
No, it was those fucking, it was a rest stop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, I pull in there, and I see this guy, and he's obviously, he's Muslim. He's on a prayer mat.
Yep, I know, you know exactly.
He's in a man dress. He's, you know, he's doing his prayer thing. And so I pull in, and Dylan wakes up. Like, mm-hmm. Just nothing ever happened. Wakes up, and he goes, hey, man, if you want, I can drive. And I'm talking, eyes are bloodshot, they're burning, like, I'm fucking on edge this whole time. I've been up for fucking over 24 hours now. I'm just fucking, and I just look at him, and I go, oh, can you? You can drive? Doesn't catch the sarcasm at all. He just goes, yeah, if you want, I'll drive. So he drives. He drives not even 2 hours out of this whole 15-hour trip.
He made
drives
it,
2 hours. We get it to his parents at what, 8 a.m.?
Probably, yeah.
8 a.m. His dad comes out, has 3 beers in his hand.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
8 a.m. I had just fucking, I'd been up, I couldn't hardly sleep on that last 2 hours of the trip. So I'd been up for damn near fucking, you know, 27, 28 hours.
Oh.
You know? And, oh, fucking noob senior comes out with these beers and goes, well, time to drink. Yeah, all right, yeah, we're drinking beer. You know, that'd be all
right. Hey, you know, every...
I said, you know what? I can drink some beer. So we drink, what, 2 or 3 beers, and then he brings out the Templeton Rye?
Yeah.
We start drinking whiskey at 9 in the morning.
That's not normal.
No, it's not, especially not after that long-ass trip.
Yeah, but fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah, your dad.
But it was fucking. And I'm telling you, your dad
is legit as fuck.
We got hammered.
Everybody's dad should be.
Yeah, we got.
I wish my dad was like that.
We got a good drunk.
Yeah, but you don't know your dad.
I know my dad.
Yeah, well, do you?
That was that we had that band play in my garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I sang, "Babe, I'm gonna leave you with your dad."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good fucking time.
Oh man, great fucking time.
And I have a picture of you.
We were drunk that whole 3 weeks.
Oh yeah.
You're drunk all the time. 3 weeks?
Yeah, we were. We were there because it was in June, right? We went like.
I know it was hot because I have a picture of you in your underwear laying next to the fucking vent. Like,
passed out. Upstairs?
Yeah, passed out drunk.
Oh my god, dude, I could not cool off. I was so fucking hot.
Dude.
I could not cool off, and they're like, whatever you do, don't go in the room upstairs because it's hot. What did my drunk ass do? Went upstairs to that fucking room.
Yeah.
And I'm just sweating my ass off. I'm stripping clothes.
Put your fucking boxers up against the air conditioner.
I was about to get naked. But I'm like, if Noob's mom sees me naked,
it'll be weird.
If Crick sees me naked, we're gonna have sex. That's my first thought. You know? So I didn't get naked. You know? Because I respect Noob Senior way too much.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna have sex with Crick. No matter how attractive she is.
That basement was really fucking cool though. Like it was.
Yeah, yeah, no, but it is creepy as fuck.
The basement's dope, huh?
When you're hammered,
yeah,
and it's 4 a.m. and you're sitting down there and all the lights are out, you start hearing these noises and you go, "I watched Children in the Corn."
Mm-hmm.
I watched it.
Yeah.
And you go, "I don't fucking like it down here anymore."
The worst movie for me growing up was Signs.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about
science,
that.
Science. So
Science. It's Mel Gibson.
Uh-huh.
The aliens come down.
And they're in the cornfield.
They live in the middle of the cornfield. And they got the tinfoil hats and all that shit.
They make the crop circles.
That sounds like fucking Coneheads.
Well, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not.
I don't, okay, it could
sound
like it.
Science, man.
All.
Come on, dude. You know it. You've seen it. They basically barricade themselves in the basement.
Was it stupid?
No, it was actually,
scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, no. Oh, you lived in a cornfield.
Yeah, surrounded by them.
Yeah. Because
it was like, that was the whole point. It was like, the dogs were always barking. It's like, of course you live on the country, the dogs always fucking barking.
Yeah, there's a fox out there.
Yeah, what, they're barking at anything.
Dogs are gonna bark at anything. But
it's like, oh.
It puts in your mind, you go, holy shit, maybe there's an alien out
there. Yeah, what the fuck is the dog really barking at?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I make a suggestion?
Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, pizza. Make a suggestion.
Pizza.
Go ahead.
Pizza?
Pizza?
Pizza what?
You can get pizza after this, yeah.
What do you want a pizza?
It has to be Pizza Hut,
though. Pizza!
It has to be Pizza Hut.
Pizza.
It has to be Pizza Hut. Pizza Slut.
Pizza.
Yeah, that's the only thing that delivers here.
Yeah, Domino's don't deliver out here. Fucking lame.
Oh, damn, this is...
Yeah, Pizza Slut.
Yeah.
Where's Chloe?
Where's Chloe?
Oh, okay. She's there?
Okay. Oh my god.
This is San Angelo.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, we made it. What story were we just talking about?
Oh, well, we were talking
Mel Gibson's
Signs.
Cornfields.
Yeah.
Yeah, Signs. I wasn't done. Signs had it was like my exact house. Like the yard and cornfields.
Yeah,
like this fucking movie sucks.
You know Noob's place? It's legit, like, cause in Louisiana we don't have basements. We don't really have basements.
Yeah, there's no reason.
Well, there's no reason. Also, it's such wet land that
it's kind of detrimental.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it flood. So there's no reason for a basement. And so like Noob's basement was like the first basement I'd been in like probably
ever.
15 to 18 years.
That's like actual, like an underground.
Yeah, like an actual underground basement.
Because
you look at it, and the front of the house, the lawn leads up to it, and you're like, okay, it's a 2-story house. Because you got the basement and then the top floor. But you look at the back of the house, and it's a deck and just one floor. The back of the house and the front of the house, the land is higher on the back than it is the front.
Yeah, you have the driveway garage. And the garage.
Yeah, you have the driveway, the garage, the basement, and the front. And on the back, it's front deck, and lawn. So it's that whole basement is backed by all that earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something, I don't know, man. And a lot of people would be like, why is that phenomenal to you? Well, I just didn't fucking grow up around that at all. Like, I didn't fucking...
Yeah,
I never knew anybody who had a basement. I just... like, we didn't have basements.
It was weird to me coming down to Texas and realizing that
no one had basements. That shit was really weird.
Yeah, I'm like, well...
Okay. Yeah, it's really a northern thing.
Like, y'all don't have basements here?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I want to say...
But then again, you see a house on stilts and you go, what the fuck?
Where?
But that's normal.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you see a house on stilts on the side of a river, for us, that's normal. That's nothing.
You talk, is that they're saying those people who do that, they're afraid of floods? Afraid of water?
No, they're prepared. Precaution. Yeah, it's precautionary measures for flooding.
That's what I just fucking asked both of you, and you're like, no. And then you explained exactly.
You said, are they afraid of floods?
Yeah.
No. Because they have a house on stilts, so why would they be afraid? They're prepared.
Well, okay, I get what you're saying now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Where it's like,
yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Like, before the stilts, he was like, I'm really afraid of floods. I'm going to put my house on stilts.
No, he just said, I've flooded my house 5 times this year. I'm going to put my house on stilts. It's not a fear thing. It's a precautionary thing.
Because he's a
fool. Why do y'all have basements in Iowa?
Tornadoes, I want to say.
Is that because you're scared of tornadoes or because you're smart enough to fucking go, if we're in the ground, it can't touch us?
Hey, I respect tornadoes.
You're scared of them.
Fuck yeah.
I don't blame you, man. I've been in a tornado. Well, sounds like a train, dude.
When I was there, the town, like 7 miles away from the town I graduated high school in, got hit by a tornado, and we were like watching it on the news, and it was like fucking nuts. Like that far away, like where we were out in the country, we were like just, I mean, I was getting stoned. Me and my old man were getting stoned in the garage, like watching the storm. And like life was good, because that's, I always, people do that. They'll watch storms because it's cool.
Yeah, we do that in Louisiana too.
Oh yeah, it's cool as fuck. It's fun as shit too.
Yeah.
It's like you just hang out.
Cool weather,
yeah,
blowing at you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tornado fucking right down Main Street, dude. Fucking
damn shit. Just ripped it to shit.
Yeah, I fucked a lot of shit up.
Well, we had a bunch of fucking at hoc was calling me fucking 10 times the other morning at 7 a.m. about a tornado warning. They call me back 15 minutes later and go, all clear, all clear, all clear. 10 minutes later, they go, real world, tornado warning. 10-77777777777977969669.
Hey, cut that shit out. Here in town?
Yeah, at hoc. Yeah, man.
There's a tornado warning here in Texas.
Yeah, what was it, Friday?
Warning?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Friday. And, you know, with ad hoc, you have to acknowledge it.
Or they keep calling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to this shit, and it's like, press 1 to acknowledge now, or 0 to hear it all over again. I'm like, why the fuck would I want to hear it all over again? So I press 1. They call me back 10 minutes later.
Because the first time wasn't good enough.
Whatever, man.
You're going to let that cigarette.
You got to go smoke?
Yeah.
I'm going to go smoke with you.
We can pause this, guys.
Pause what?
Pause everything.
Yeah, pause it.
Yeah, you do care.
We're back. I'm pretty fucking starving. Yeah, we're back.
Alright.
Fuck it. Fuck it. What do you gotta eat?
Black chips.
You were gonna make some chorizo pork tacos?
Yeah, if you want them.
From the
I'll
pig
make them.
From the
yeah.
pig you slaughtered earlier?
Yeah.
I wish that was dang. That was dramatic as fuck.
Oh, counts as one.
Get out of here, Chloe. Give me one more chippies.
They're fucking addicting.
Like crack.
That's why I call them crack chips.
Ah, bitch. I like teasing dogs, like a lot. Does that make me a bad person?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah. It really does.
Shut up.
I like it when their mouth opens. I'm like, nope, bitch.
You thought.
They probably hate me, though, huh? Do you think they just forget about it?
No, they still love you. That's the problem. That's why it's so bad.
He just slapped his paw down like, hey, motherfucker.
You got a lot of shit to say. You
forget about me, bitch. What?
You got a lot of shit.
Hey, man, if could you put the crowbar down for real? No.
Eddie has the crowbar now.
I think I like this thing.
Put the crowbar down, man.
What did
man.
You say to me earlier?
I got a question for you. Have you ever seen the movie...
I think I'm in a killing mood.
Yeah, have you ever seen the movie... I don't know why this movie reminds me. I think it's the lighting, and I'm a little stoned. And I think maybe it reminds me of... what's that fucking one movie? Bruce Willis, Pierre, the guy, he's yellow. Sin City, right? Yeah, Sin City.
I know what you're talking about. I was thinking
Hostage.
No.
No, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Sin City, the first one.
The dude that was yellow.
My leg is yeah. so sore right yeah. now.
But not balls. You.
Can I hit
you? No, don't hit me with okay. that.
Why yep. would you do that?
Can I hit anybody?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Food.
Make some tacos,
that
dog.
That girl's gotta eat.
Make some Ooh. Fucking tacos.
I can make tacos. You want tacos?
You're the fat girl? Well, I can.
Whataburger sounds good.
Yeah, but we got
Yeah, go but we're not it. Sponsored by Whataburger, so
no, fuck we them. Ain't.
Don't make Fuck. Me fucking do it.
I can make you tacos if you want tacos.
Don't
you
make
want tacos?
Me do it.
I do.
I'm about to go get a giant-ass Coke.
Where? From where?
I don't know.
I know where. Down the street on Bell Street, that's the only 24/7. That's the closest 24/7
gas station.
But it's sketchy as shit. Good luck.
Yeah, she's been there a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, but it's sketchy. Good. No, you'll be fine, but it's sketchy. What a fucking
Just
ghetto.
Take this crowbar here.
I'll just take the gun.
May it go.
That'll work.
Yeah, no, she's a bad bitch. Chill out. She carries a gun everywhere.
You know, when I noticed Eddie was carrying a gun a lot more, he was just looking for someone to shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it wasn't really a protective type thing.
Yeah.
It was more of a, he's actually probably going to turn into a serial killer.
Oh!
Possibly.
Or a gangbanger.
Did you hear what I just fucking said?
Me?
Eddie is a fucking serial killer. And Chloe is stepping on some glowy box thing.
Yeah, she is. She's standing around on top of it.
Chloe, move.
There you go.
Look, see, she's
We're
a good
going
dog.
To the gas station?
No, bitch.
Fuck yeah.
I want a corn dog.
I want some fried chicken.
Should we just get corn
gas
dogs?
Gas station corn dogs?
I had one earlier.
Oh.
Are you fucking serious, dude?
They're the best.
They're
Have
bad.
You ever had the fried chicken from there?
Which fried chicken?
The one, the piece With I the, fucking gave you this morning.
It got
like the
good.
Wing or what?
Yes.
Give her my wallet.
Are you walking?
No, driving. She's driving.
Maybe I can. Me and Eddie can ride with you.
Yeah.
By the way, for all the listeners out there, my girl's got a fat ass. Phenomenal.
Hey, let's not.
Talking PHAT.
This is a PG site.
Is
Fuck
it?
The PG.
A lot of families listen to this.
Okay, I'm just
Do they?
Let's not get yeah. weird.
Hey, baby, two corn dogs.
I'm
I
going.
Thought Dylan
I
was going
yeah,
to.
I'm going,
what?
Dude.
We're all going?
Well, I am. I need some I need corn
going.
Dogs and some chicken.
I want some
for
fried chicken, dude.
Oh, yeah. But the, I doubt they have any, though, huh?
So am I supposed to sit here and talk to everybody?
No, you're
no,
supposed
I'm
to get
just
off gonna
pause
fat
it
ass.
Again. We could pause it again for the second time. It's not a big deal.
Damn, this nigga gonna call me a fat ass.
You
huh?
do got a fat ass, because I seen that thing.
That ting?
That's pretty nice.
I know. Oh. I seen it. That ting nice.
You're wearing a New Orleans Saints
sweatshirt. Yeah, you should probably take that off.
Not fancy.
BRB.
Hey, who's driving?
She's driving.
Obviously me.
Watch your fucking hands.
Yeah, but it's such a small car. We're all a bunch of big
Did
guys.
You,